Well, December 21st came and went, and if you're listening to this, obviously the world didn't end. But sometimes, in the year that just passed, it almost seemed like we might be coming close. In February, the shooting death of unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin shoved an uneasy Sanford into the national headlines, and the heated discussion about the role racism plays in our justice system still rages on 9 months later. In November, we held an election that should have made it possible for us to openly discuss where we want to go as a nation and how we want to shape our public policy. But instead of meaningful debate, the dialogue made it even more clear that this is a nation sharply divided, racially, economically, socially, there really are two competing visions for what this country should be. The year closed with the nightmare before Christmas, the tragic shooting of 20 students and 6 teachers in an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, and the response was shocking. Rather than open discussions about gun control and mental illness, then talking about meaningful policy that might prevent this kind of thing from happening again, legislators rushed to push through more concealed weapons bills, some that would tighten gun control, some that would actually give people more places they could carry concealed weapons. The voices of reason were, for the most part, drowned out of the discussion. So no, the world didn't end, though it did get very ugly, and we get to enter a new year. I'd like to think that the pain and horror of 2012 isn't an indicator of where we're headed. I'd like to think that it'll instead be a turning point, one where we decide to stop being so reactive and start being more proactive about addressing the issues that shape our world.